The stress of the personality arises out of the terrible contradiction of trying to hold on to existence while the life that you are is letting go every moment. Life is ceaseless movement. Everything now is different in some way to what it was yesterday. Life moves every moment. Why don't we move like life, with the speed or love that lets go every moment? The answer is in the two words, life and existence. Life is in existence, but existence is not life. Life is new every moment. Existence also should be new every moment, but we hold on to it and it becomes a pain. If you don't hold on to existence, you are the life in it, new every moment. Then the two become a harmony. Then being is joyous. The harmonious interchange between life within and existence without depends on you keeping your psyche free-flowing. The personality clogs the psychic system, which is naturally ever-moving. The personality freeze-frames existence. We've freeze-framed our houses, our possessions, our children, and made them mine. We hang on to them as though they'd disappear if we didn't cling to them. It's all due to the insecure personality that feels it must hold on or lose its identity. So we fight people or countries to hold on to what we have. But life as we see it around us, behind all the personable people and their personal problems, holds on to nothing. Life lets go every moment of the last moment. Now we come to the crucial question. How can you learn to let go and be life that is new every moment? How do you start to live joyously? You have to get more energy. The remarkable thing is that all the energy you require is already in you now, but it's being wasted by your personality. There is only so much energy in your system, your body. It's not unlimited, but they're sufficient to enable you to realize the truth, that is, to return you to the joyous life behind the mask, your original, vast, and untroubled state of being. You are dissipating your energy out into existence through the personality, instead of using it to stay in your reality. The mask is kept on by energy going out. As you deny the projection of the personality, you conserve energy. When enough energy is retained, the mask collapses. It loses its independent and selfish existence. Now I'm going to show you where you're wasting this energy, since you will then be conscious of it, because you've seen it in your own experience, you'll begin to stop the leakage. You'll have more energy to address other wasteful mannerisms, attitudes, and behavior. Gradually, you'll become more conscious, more responsible, more authentic. Your character will reveal itself, and your personality will be less in control of your life. Here are 10 things for you to do, or stop doing. They will conserve your energy. To begin with, it will be hard. As you get deeper into the process, you may become confused. The personality will always be trying to bamboozle you and make you give up. But keep going. The 10 exercises will always be here, along with this tape, to remind you and guide you. And your own undeniable experience that it's working will be the demonstration of the truth. You'll notice you're lighter, easier, more joyous, and a new harmony will start pervading your whole life, within and without.